You don't have to hang out in Westport or walk along Massachusetts Avenue in Lawrence very long before you spot an elbow with an area code or a shoulder with a familiar skyline or an ankle with a picture of a certain state flower. We sent KCUR's Ashley Ferguson out to scope out the trend of Geo Pride tattoos, a unique display of hometown pride in our backyard.
Well, I got it about a year ago, and my parents weren't too happy about it to begin with. They're not exactly happy with tattoos, but a lot of my friends thought it was, you know, really cool that, you know, I actually got a Kansas tattoo, especially a lot of my friends from Wichita. It's a great conversation starter. If anyone ever says they're from Wichita, you know, I can immediately just show it, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, oh, you're from Wichita too, and, you know, there's an immediate connection right there.
I have had people like it. There's one guy who came into a restaurant that I was a waitress for who said he was really baffled because he was from Texas, I think, and he had seen like 5 people in one day with Kansas Pride tattoos, and he didn't understand why we had so much pride.
Well, when I lived in New York, it was a lot of, what is that? Alabama? Mississippi? What state is that?
Maybe they'll be looking at it and I don't realize it, and they'll just say, are those Jayhawks? Surprisingly, I get the least reaction at KU basketball games.
I have a stalk of wheat on my ankle. It's pretty small, but it's really has a lot of detail. I love Kansas. I love growing up in Kansas. I was the only one in my family born in Kansas, even though everyone grew up here. Everyone else was born in Missouri, so I have Kansas pride.
I have just the regular black outline of Kansas. It doesn't really have any shading, doesn't have any sort of filler. It's just the outline in black ink on my left rib, on the side, kind of underneath my left armpit. Mine was actually a birthday present, but it wasn't my birthday. It was my girlfriend's birthday, and so we got matching Kansas tattoos together. I grew up in Chanute. I lived in Independence for a while. I went to school in Coffeyville. And so I'm really proud to be from Southeast Kansas.
It's a very small, I would say probably about the size of a silver dollar, outline of the state of Missouri. And actually, it needs a little freshening up along the river. Well, I left Missouri when I was 18. I moved to Brooklyn, and I lived there for 9 years. And being from Kansas City, anytime you tell someone outside of the Midwest that you're from Kansas City, they always assume that you live in Kansas. That you're from Kansas. I got a lot of Dorothy jokes, and I spent a lot of time explaining that I was from Kansas City, Missouri. I think tattoos are gorgeous, and I had enough Missouri pride that I got this little Missouri tattooed on my forearm.
My Missouri tattoo is just, it's on my left thigh, and it's an outline of the state of Missouri with a big red X on Kansas City. I got mine sort of on a whim. I had turned 18 about a month before, and I knew I wanted a tattoo. And I was just kind of driving around, and I was like, well, I know I want a tattoo. And I saw a band the night before with, like, they had, like a Carolina tattoo or something. Someone had it on the back of their leg, and I was like, that's really sweet. I love Missouri. So I grew up in Lee Summit, Missouri, and wasn't too exposed to Kansas City, like the city itself. And I grew up in just like a suburban home and all that stuff. And so it was just kind of like, I started hanging out in the city, and it, like, within like 6 months of hanging out here, like, I was already more proud of like Kansas City, the city itself, than I've ever been proud of anything.
It is the Keeper of the Plains going down my side, and down the back of the Keeper of the Plains, it says Ad Astra Per Aspera. Ad Astra Per Aspera means to the stars through difficulty. It's the Kansas State motto. The Keeper of the Plains is a large Indian chief with his hands held up above his head. It's in the middle of the river, actually, of the Arkansas River in Wichita. I actually thought about getting this tattoo for quite a few years before I got it, that I really loved Wichita when I grew up there, that it was a wonderful place for me, that I grew up kind of going through the music scene of Wichita, and it was a really important thing for me, especially growing up at that time, and I wanted something to kind of symbolize how I felt about Wichita, and I thought the Keeper of the Plains was the best symbol I could get, to really kind of sum up exactly all of Wichita.
My tattoo is two birds on either side of my back, on my shoulder blades, and they're stylized to look kind of like Jayhawks, but not immediately. At first glance, you would maybe know that they're Jayhawks. In a way, it is kind of a tribute to where I'm from. You know, I am a Kansas girl. I was born in Overland Park, and I grew up doing very Kansas things. My family has a hunting cabin out by Cheyenne Bottoms near Great Bend, Kansas. Spent a lot of time out there with my extended family. It's kind of a tribute to that as well. Not, you know, and obviously the championship. It's not like I lost a bet or something and I had to, you know, fulfill the, you know, the duty of getting the tattoos because the Jayhawks won it all. It'd been something I'd been saying for several years that, you know, when they win it all, I'm going to, you know, I had the idea somewhat in my head of what I wanted to do. And when they won it all in 2008, I was like, all right, let's get it done. And it was extra helpful that I also won the bracket pool that year.
Tony Harrison tattoos these kinds of images all the time. He's the co-owner of Grimm's Tattoo on Westport Road, and I asked him about the business this trend lends his small tattoo shop.
I'd say it's almost doubled in the last few months, the doing these particular tattoos. Most common ones are area codes 816-913, the Kansas City from the Royals logo, arrowheads with the KC in them.
When it comes to ink trends, there was the craze of tribal tattoos in the 80s and the lower back tattoos on women in the past decade.
There's a lot of trends in tattooing. So it's not just here that it happens. I've tattooed all over the country and I've traveled everywhere tattooing. And I've seen it in just about every state I've been to.
So this fashion isn't unique to this area. It's everywhere.
I think it's been pretty consistent as long as I've been tattooing. I've been almost at it almost 11 years. And, I definitely wouldn't say that's popular. You know, if we were having a conversation of what's a big trend, that wouldn't come up.
That's Noah Moore, a tattoo artist at Freaks on Burlington. He claims the style is pretty standard in the tattoo world. He also says that it appeals to all age groups for different reasons.
Younger crowd feel pretty strongly about it because they haven't been anywhere yet. The older crowd, I would say, feel pretty strongly about it too because they've been so rooted.
And the thing about a tattoo is that, well, it's permanent. You are pledging your allegiance to a place or an idea that you may one day leave or disown. With her Missouri tattoo and many others, Emily wears these pledges proudly.
I don't have any regret about any of my tattoos. They're part of me. They're a reflection of decisions I made when I was younger. And people will say, oh, don't you worry about when you're older and you have it? And honestly, if I'm still showing off those parts of my body when I'm old and wrinkled, like, more power to me.
The shops know about this idea of tattoo regret. Tony even gives his clients a warning, specifically to those getting ink on their neck and hands.
You know, there's still a stigma that goes with it, and, you know, it's becoming more and more mainstream, but until the person hiring you has tattoos on their hands, you know, that might be a determining factor. And we tell people that, you know, those tattoos are called job stoppers for a reason.
So what makes people take this plunge and subject their fingers and ankles to stabs of an ink-covered needle? Dr. Shannon Jackson, an associate professor of anthropology at UMKC, says it's human nature to model totem symbols to indicate kinship.
Group membership, it doesn't have a kind of automatic, natural clarity. It's not automatically available. And even in societies where we don't use such things, we do try to create social mechanisms. We adopt clans and, you know, color schemes and various things to a variety of insignia we use to bestow, you know, group membership. There are a lot of ways we do that, and that's one of many. So in a society where you don't have detachable insignia that you would inherit or pass along or display in some form or fashion. You can use the surface of the body for the same purpose.
Dr. Jackson calls this phenomenon disembedding, which is a direct result of our modern mobile world.
We have a lot of freedom to move about, marry who we choose, and relocate and establish roots wherever.
She describes the human body as free-floating, meaning it does not create durable links to places of origin.
When people ask you where you're from, a lot of folks can't answer it with one thing. What the human body does is renders a kind of permanence, a stability to categories that are unstable.
From an anthropological framework, this abundance of state and city-focused body art can be described as simply human. Whether it's a trend that is running its course remains question and opinion. But one thing's for sure, origin tattoos will continue to represent an important place or memory that a person wants to hold on to forever.